This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With a chuckle, you've come to the right place. Yeah, there are things that we laugh about all the time, some things that are big, bold, laughing items, and sometimes a little more subtle, although I'm not known for my subtlety, and that probably is a cause for a chuckle as well amongst the ladies who are here. Jennifer Horn back in the Good Day program along with Jay Kirshner to discuss the issues of the day, the things that matter, what means most to you. And I will not tell you why we had this big barrel laugh, at least not at the moment, because I think there are more, I don't want to say serious and maybe not even more important, but this fiasco I'm curious to get, because I know what your spin's going to be, and the audience that's used to you probably will know and want to hear your take on the fiasco from the weekend. As I look at all of these various headlines and the stories about how the Republicans are celebrating, some of them anyway, the anointment of Kevin McCarthy. I don't think you were with me. This, by the way, this as it was last week when Jennifer and Jay and I were talking about the things for the Talk Radio Countdown show. This was the number one issue of the week, whether or not McCarthy gets elected to be Speaker of the House. He has become the Speaker of the House, but at what cost? To not just to the Republican Party, but to the country. The people's business wasn't done, and it's not clear to me how they're even going to attack it as we get started with the week. You've got a lot of people that are crowing, a lot of people look silly, Gates look like an idiot.
Have to stop you because I want to give you another way to look at this. Because
I knew you did, yes.
Well, here's the thing. If this had gone on weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, of course I would have said, like, let's just get it together and get to work, because you are elected to go to work for the people.
Right.
But the reason that a lot of this had to be done, and I think you'll agree with this, is that in the prior 60 years to Nancy Pelosi holding the gavel, the Speaker of the House had some powers but not all of the powers. When Nancy Pelosi got the gavel, the Democrats started voting to give the Speaker of the House a lot more power. So what happened over the last week was kind of decentralizing the power away from the speaker, and in fact putting him kind of on par with every other elected representative, essentially, he or she, so that individuals and the country actually has more power. So by having these 20, and, you know, say what you will about them all, I have various opinions about all of the 20 that were kind of holdouts on Kevin McCarthy. What they were able to do was get some really good concessions for the country, including a vote on term limits, which is something that everybody wants to see, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Yep.
Most people like term limits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They have a vote right away on border policies. They have it now so that if one member, now this may be ridiculous, it was going to be five, but before it had to be a majority. If you have a vote of no confidence in the Speaker of the House, you can start to call for that vote right away as an individual. So there's a lot more checks and balances over the House's Speaker. And so I kind of take
So how did this happen in terms of this process? How did all this happen in the last 9 days?
To be fair, I think McCarthy thought that he was just going to do better than he did during the elections. I think he thought that there would be more wins for Republicans. And I think that he took for granted that he'd have to negotiate with these Freedom Caucus members. And so, lo and behold, they didn't do as well as they thought. He had a slim majority, and it turns out he needed those votes. And some of them have a very personal dislike. Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert have a real personal dislike for McCarthy. So then they want to make him look like a fool. That's where the personal stuff came in.
How's that serving the people and their constituents?
But if you look at the bulk of what those 20 people did, it's a win. And so what happened last week, I think all in all, is going to be better for us as we move forward, because they're going to get to work today and actually start serving.
See, I knew that Jay knew that Jennifer would come up with a way of looking at,
at that. So yeah. It was Representative Rogers who charged Gates, who he looked like a fool that acted completely unprofessional. It doesn't matter what business you are in, politics included, no adult should act this way. There shouldn't be anybody who needs to be physically restrained because...
By the face.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who was it? Hudson, who was the one that was, like, pulling his shoulders back and then had to basically almost put his hand over his mouth. And that was just such a bad look on the floor overall, period.
Yep. Looked bad.
I also hit a new low in life watching C-SPAN on Friday night until about 10 or 11 p.m.
There's Jennifer's exciting life here. It's kind of like what, it's the same as me taking a tractor, leaving in the dark and taking a tractor out to a tractor dealership on the western part of the state.
Super
it's a big life we live. Yes, it is. So tell me about Senator Ben Sasse. Is it Sasse or Sasse? The Florida
Sasse.
Republican Sasse. He's now leaving the Senate to become the president of the University of Florida. If you don't know how this works, there are a lot of, I can remember here in Massachusetts, there was a congressman who had been in office for a long time, lots of connections, and he became the president of the University of Massachusetts in 1999, I remember going back that far. It's a cushy job. Normally would pay about twice what they're getting as the senators. So was he, he wasn't very colorful as far as I don't even, you know, he certainly didn't hold a candle to his other Republican counterpart in the Senate from Florida, right?
Well, he's not from Florida. He's actually from Nebraska. So he was a senator from Nebraska.
So how did he get the University of Florida job?
It's a good question. I don't know how that all worked out, but he's
right.
From Nebraska. And so
hello.
We knew this was happening because he had mentioned it, I think, months ago,
mm-hmm.
that he was going to be leaving, and there were rumors that was going to happen. And he had an academic appointment, I guess, from Ron DeSantis, so that was approved by the Board of Trustees. And then
he and DeSantis must be friends.
I think so, but I don't think that he is the type of DeSantis or Trump Republican. He's definitely one that took a lot of criticism for being kind of squishy. He voted to impeach former President Trump.
So he's not a real Republican.
No, that's not what I said. I just said he has the reputation of being a little squishy.
Okay. So how about let's move to another squishy Republican, Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, who recused himself from an investigation by the Justice Department of his involvement in January 6th. Here's another guy. I don't know who this guy is, but the name keeps popping up when it comes to January 6th. So how is this going to play with McCarthy being the speaker? Does the January 6th stuff just kind of go away, poof? Or is there still going to be some serious move to finish the investigation?
The January 6th committee has already published their report, so they kind of knew that this wasn't going to go on. If they were going to do anything, the biggest question that I have that was never answered by the January 6th committee is why Nancy Pelosi declined the National Guard. No one's mm-hmm. asked her that. It's the Speaker of the House's duty to bring in the National Guard. The Trump administration asked them to bring in the National Guard, and Nancy Pelosi declined. So why was that done? You know,
that's a good question, Jennifer. I'm certainly glad you're asking that question because there hasn't been an answer to it yet. And a lot of other people, not as good as you, but other people have asked that question. It's 15 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is back with a weather forecast for California right after this.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends to 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, Jennifer is here, Jay is here, Doug is here. California bracing for more stormy weather this week. It's been all over the West Coast, though, right? Does San Francisco get more than you did?
Yeah, Northern California is getting hit really, really hard. We've had a lot of rain. I think by the end of last week, there was about 7 inches of rain that fell just over a couple of day periods. So there's been a lot of flood warnings, evacuation warnings, that kind of stuff around California. But imagine this. We watched that water wash right into the ocean.
Oh, my God, the stupidity of this.
Oh, my God.
There's an aside story here. I'm going to tell you how easy it is to do this, not because I'm beating my chest saying, oh, Doug, you're so fantastic, but I'm involved now. I've become a land developer. I'm developing a farm into what we're calling an agrihood, a neighborhood built around a working farm. And one of the things that I insisted upon, it's going to be self-sustaining. We're going to have all kinds of things, including solar power, things that are, we have a 3-acre garden for the residents. We have places for animals. The whole thing is very sustainable. We're also building catch basins so that we can use the excess water instead of putting it into a catch and having it go into the brook or a river or something. We're going to put it into holding tanks so that we can use it to irrigate our gardens and irrigate the pastures and things that need it if, in fact, we don't have enough rain. Like last summer here, we had a drought. And I don't know, it's not cheap to do it. These tanks are not, they're not cheap to build and put in the ground. But think about it in terms of a resource, and how it is that California, this so annoys me as being a part-time Californian, although less of a part-timer than I used to be, and part of it is, you know, I'd love to spend the whole winter with my family, but I really cannot stomach the politicians, the politics, the homelessness, and it's becoming a national disgrace. All of this stuff, and it all is wrapped around the same political philosophy, Jennifer, that you talk about on your morning radio program at KRLA, and a lot of other people too. But it's so definitive, it's so easy to identify there in Los Angeles.
It's frustrating because there's more oversight, more punishment for people because the state can't capture water. And so it's really funny. You look at the headlines and you'll see evacuation warnings because of mudslides and flooding. And at the same time, the drought maps worsened. It's like, how is this happening? Because it's a big business for people. When you start to starve people of water and such, it becomes a big business. It's just frustrating.
All right, a lot of traveling going on. Here's a wonderful story from the Tampa International Airport over the weekend. Somebody attempted to bring a boa constrictor on the flight.
Pass.
And a carry-on. Did you not think that it wasn't going to be examined?
All right. The TSA, right on the job, though, posted an X-ray to their social media sites of this woman's carry-on bag, showing the snake packed into a corner of the bag along with her shoes and her underwear. Okay, good for her. Congratulations for being an idiot. All right, all the good stuff. There it is in Tampa. At 21 after the hour, this is Good Day.
First.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the Duggar, Jennifer Horn, also known as Jen Jen, Jay, who is Jessica, but Jay's easier. It's a radio name, kind of like Doug is, because my real name is Dudley. Jennifer's real name is Jennifer, however.
Yeah, am I the only one? I need to be more creative, yes. I guess.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You should, yeah. That's why I need to use Jen Jen. The star of Eight is Enough, Adam Rich, 54 years old, died over the weekend. He lived in L.A. He did not drown in all the rain that's coming down, though. I guess they don't really know what killed him. No foul play. I wonder if it was, we were talking earlier, Jennifer, about this guy who got sentenced to 20 years in jail for selling fentanyl. And I always wonder when I see these people who at 54 are dying, what sort of, he was sort of a child star, right? Eight is enough. How old was he when he was an eight is enough? This guy.
Oh, that's a good question. That ran from 77 to 81. So what's
the math
on that?
Yeah, okay. So he's a kid. He was a kid. Then, mm-hmm. When that was a show. And a lot of these child stars, he was like 10. He was born in 68, so he was 10 years old. And then as they grow up, I'm not saying this is what happened to him, but a lot of these child stars, we all know, for a long, long time. You go back to Judy Garland and what happened to her. And, look at Drew Barrymore.
They're not protected by their parents or any kind of guardian or parental figure or even the companies with whom they're working. But also, it is kind of fascinating because you're saying, Doug, that your mind automatically goes to whenever a cause of death is not revealed, you think something like that.
Drug.
They say there's no foul play.
He's been in rehab.
To stroke or heart attack.
Really? But he'd been in and out of rehab, and that's what also made me think about it.
Which could also weaken his heart, too. You just don't know at that point.
Yep.
You know, it's a crapshoot. Yep. But it is sad.
Yeah.
A lot of people, just hearing someone who dies that young, and you wonder, I think people, then that's where the curiosity comes. Is it natural? Was there something else going on?
Yep, exactly.
And fortunately, that news will typically come out. He was arrested on drunk driving or driving under the influence back in 2002. So he definitely had some challenges and hurdles that he had been working to overcome.
Yep. All right. Here's the latest on Ron Jeremy. Who doesn't know? Okay, here's the test. James is at the controls. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Do you know who Ron Jeremy is?
Nuh-uh.
Okay. All right.
Good boy.
That's what I'm saying, sir. Right. My parents listen to this.
Yeah.
Good
right.
boy.
Yes. Well, your parents, I'm sure, know who Ron Jeremy is.
I'm so curious.
Anybody who has been alive for the last, maybe over 30 knows who Ron Jeremy is. Ron Jeremy is probably along with, what's that other guy's name? Holmes. Johnny Holmes. He had a nickname that I will not use on the air. Ron Jeremy was a
now
contemporary.
I've never heard of.
I was going to say.
What, John Holmes? Really?
I have a picture with Ron Jeremy that I just found last week.
You have a picture of you with Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Is that like you having a picture taken with Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby. I know. I had a real collection of interesting ones.
Good for you. Jennifer, good for you. All right, so anyway, Ron Jeremy is a big porn star. He has severe dementia. He's been accused of rape by how many hundreds of women? How can it be a trial? The guy's got dementia. Right?
Well,
or is that just
he's been declared incompetent to stand trial?
Yeah.
Mm. Is he really? Or are the lawyers just saying that I don't even know how this guy is 69. Sorry.
Doug's like, I got a reference. Where's the bell and whistle?
Okay. Yeah, here we go. That's enough of that. Well, maybe I need one of these. Okay. All right, man. I think we've told enough on Ron Jeremy's behalf. It's 28 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House will dive into its first week of work Monday morning with bills to cut the Internal Revenue Service funding and investigate economic competition from China. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, is now Speaker of the House after a lengthy election process.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Biden to make an emergency declaration after a series of deadly storms poured much-needed water onto the Golden State. As the National Weather Service warned, the most potent system will arrive today.
We have all the confidence that we'll receive based upon the conversations.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, conversation that matters. Jennifer Horn is back on the fold here and there. Jay is here and here. There's here and there's here and there. There's there and there's here. Okay, everybody got that?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, you sure? There'll be a test on this later. I'll make sure.
I always get confused between here and there.
Here and there, right. Exactly.
Not
especially if it's raining a lot.
Here and there, or there.
Lots of wisdom here on this program.
There?
You may miss it, but here, I don't want you to miss out on too much of it. We do not have flawed thinking here. We do not have weak minds here. We are not lacking in ability to imagine and to talk about what goes on in our minds and our imagination. Imagination is key, I think, to having a healthy mind. Right? Isn't it? What goes on in your imagination? Do you have, like, illustrations in your brain? I was going over this with my grandson over the weekend, who has a fabulous imagination, and he likes to draw things and put things together. And the more we were doing Christmas a week late, because They went around. I was there for Christmas, but they weren't. So they came here the week after Christmas, Megan, my daughter, and my grandson. And the whole business about what he got for Christmas, Megan and I talked about the three things that she thought I should get for him. And I approved. She wouldn't do it unless I thought it was something good. And it's all about mind. It's all about what makes your mind and your body. He likes to put things together. And so I think that's one of hopefully that's the thing that is on people's minds. When you get a present for somebody, there's so much junk around, and they don't keep it, right? Look at all of the things. I don't know whether Mac is old enough to appreciate Christmas, because he's not quite three yet, Jay, right? But he's
No, he does. Yeah, he does. He fully was aware of what was going on and the different things that he really liked. But to speak on what you were just talking about, Doug, with giving gifts, how often have we noticed that sometimes, and maybe we've done it ourselves, we give somebody a gift we ourselves like?
Yes.
Rather than what the actual person would like. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you think about before you buy something? What are you thinking about? You're thinking about the exchange. Won't it be nice? This person will love this, whether it's a child or whether it's your spouse or whether it's a friend. But more often than not, you're so accurate, Jay. Life is better if we give them something that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, right. It doesn't...
Do you think they're going to re-gift it back to us?
Yeah,
like,
that happens.
My husband took over Christmas this year, and I thought he did a wonderful job, and it took stuff off my plate. But at the same time, he gave everybody something that he is currently extremely into, Nike shoes. Huh. Everybody got Nike shoes.
Really?
I'm not even exaggerating. And that's one of the things that, unless you're into Nike shoes, or you really needed shoes or a pair of tennis shoes, I'm not sure everybody really appreciated those gifts.
My grandfather, the great Bunky Horn, and he was married to my grandmother, who I love so much, Mima Horn. You got to know them, Doug.
Yes, I did.
You're right. Yep. At least my grandmother's funeral, I know.
Yeah.
But he got into so much trouble because he was like the worst gift giver. He'd always give her stuff that he wanted. And so one year it came to like a screeching halt when he gave her an antenna for his TV for Christmas one year. And she was so mad because she had put up with it over and over and over again, all the terrible gifts that she would get from him, that it was just a gift for himself, really. So that from that point on, he would buy her lingerie. It became a joke because it was kind of like, not like scandalous lingerie, but he'd always get her like a nightgown or something like that from that point on, because he was in so much trouble after the antenna.
All right, let's find out what's going on here from the news desk, the Good Day News Desk, Dateline, Florida. There is a Safe Haven baby box that exists in most communities. The community of Ocala, which is near Disneyland, near Central Florida, they announced the arrival of the department's first surrendered baby at a press conference. This is a climate... Listen to this. What in the world kind of thinking? Anyway, climate control box was used. It's called the Safe Haven Baby Box. The lady who designed these, Monica Kelsey, said that the parent was to be congratulated for surrendering their infant, praised the community for being prepared. She said, quote, "We know this baby will be so loved by an adoptive family. We're so thrilled to be a part of protecting infants from abandonment." Well, I guess that's, I don't even say guess. It is good. There's nothing wrong with this, because the state of, you know, some of these births, pregnancies, it's bound to get into as this becomes, this is not a lot of people can talk about this because it's kind of new, but this is an alternative to abortion. That's the way I'd look at it. If you want to bring that into the discussion, I'm not a fan of abortion. I can understand why it needs to be available and why it needs to be used. But in this circumstance, if the mother's healthy and she doesn't want to have an abortion, she carries the baby through, then the baby box, there are 134 of them around the country, allows you to anonymously surrender a baby. And I can't, I don't see anything wrong with this, Frank. It costs $10,000 They lease them out for $200 a month, and most of the places where they've been leased are public facilities, right? I think they're all, fire stations,
like
hospitals.
These are heavily monitored, so it's not like the people sitting in there waiting to be found or something
right.
like that. They know, yes, yeah, they know. And how many stories do we see in the news of somebody who unfortunately murdered their new
husband? Yes.
Dropped them off at the side of the road or anything like that. And a lot of times you think, okay, we'll just take it to an adoption agency, but you have to give your information. What if this person doesn't want any connection?
Yeah.
So this is this is a good alternative to the horrendous what could possibly happen.
I believe that could be the case. All right. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, from birth to death, the oldest person in the United States has passed away, a lady named Bessie Hendricks, who lived in Iowa, 115 years old, born November 7, 1907, in a farmhouse near Auburn, Iowa.
Think
she graduated from high school.
Seen.
I know it, exactly, right? This is World War, she lived through World War I, World War II, she taught at a one-room schoolhouse. And then she got married. They were together, she and her husband, for 65 years. He died in 1995.
Wow.
They had five children. She was interviewed by the local newspaper a year or so ago. She and her family credited working hard, eating sweets, yay, and staying away from doctors.
Amen. So far, three out of three, baby.
The Guinness Book of World Records confirmed that a French nun named Sister Andre is the oldest person living at the moment, 118 years old. Sister Andre earned the title after Kane Tanaka of Japan, recognized as the oldest living person, died last April at 119. You know, our bodies are built, anybody who understands the human body, the human anatomy, and what goes into it, what the construct is scientifically of our cellular structure and how it all pieces together, the average person, if it were not for what we do to our bodies, would live to be 145 years old.
It makes
without,
me wonder.
Yeah, it does. People think they've lived an old, they're dying at 77. That's half of what your body is capable. Most good science will point to this, but then we smoke, and we drink, and we eat the wrong things.
Stressed out.
Yep, right? Stress is a killer. Yep,
well, and
for sure.
Andre, the oldest living person, says that she enjoys chocolate and sweets occasionally, but wine every day.
Oh, my God. This lady's my hero.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yay. Excuse me. Here's another death. The fellow who is the founder of Nemacolin. Now, I didn't know who this, I asked Jay earlier what Nemacolin was. Jennifer, do you know Nemacolin? You ever heard of it?
No idea, huh?
All right, so where is this guy started in 84?
Pennsylvania. Anybody who's a big fan of The Bachelor, one of the seasons was filmed there when they had like the COVID lockdown and everything, and the hotel was essentially kind of closed off. They filmed there, and it's this great resort. This is actually where my family was. We were over Christmas.
Really?
They helped set me up so I could still be on the show with you, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And he is... just Joe Hardy, 84 Lumber, which is nationally known.
Big company, not as big as Home Depot, but they specialize in lumber only, and they're big,
Yeah.
They own Lumber Liquidators and places like that. Yeah.
And it was his resort, he's the founder of it, and they had just celebrated his 100th birthday, and it's like he was trying to make it to his 100th birthday, and then later that day he had passed after they were done celebrating him and his life, and so he made it and he passed, and he's just one of those people that if you walk around Nemacolin Woodlands, there's so much about the history of 84 Lumber and himself, and you can just see that he isn't just some rich guy out there. Like, he's a family man. You can tell that his family truly adores
him. Puts his money to good use.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so as long as we're here talking about life and death and infinity and all that good stuff, this is the story of romance writer Susan Meechan. I believe that's how you pronounce her death. Her death, good day. Her name. A couple of years ago, her death was announced on her Facebook page. And so apparently now, this was in 2020, she has returned to her Facebook page and is apparently alive.
So bizarre.
So bizarre. Yeah, right. She went away because she was bullied and harassed. There's a reality, right? Think about that. How many people, we all think that it is something that is limited to youngsters? No, not at all. I'm getting it here in my town because of my involvement in the development. I'm getting harassed like you wouldn't believe. Like I was doing something to destroy the town and I'm just doing it for the money and stuff like that. A lot of people, and maybe what it is jealousy. You know, what causes people to be bullies? Why do people harass other people? Jennifer, I think you've had that experience, too, if I'm not mistaken. Having been bullied.
I don't think I was a bully. No, I don't think I really got bullied. No. Thankfully, yeah. I was lucky because I also was a pretty, you know, I'm a pretty nice girl.
So yes, you are.
Like, you know, not sweet. That it's not like mean people get bullied, but yeah, I kind of just stuck away from the spotlight. But yeah,
out of the maddening crowd.
People that I know, like young kids nowadays, the bullying follows you home because of social media and cell phones and all of that. It's really awful. And I think it comes from low self-esteem. If you are bullying somebody, you don't feel very good about yourself.
Good about yourself. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this woman...
threatening about the other person that you need to tear down.
Apparently, the Facebook page said she'd committed suicide because of all of the bullying and stuff. And now she's back. I mean, interesting.
Well, and the Facebook page had been kept up, the upkeep of it, where it continuously spoke out about suicide, which is great, don't get me wrong, but about hers in general, and that it was her daughter posting about it. And her immediate family, her close family members, knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So just it was this whole big, great job bringing identification to a conversation, but at the same time, this was not the way to do it.
No.
Yeah, right. All right, well. It's a mixed message, I guess, as much as anything else. It's 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 after the hour, it being Monday and all, it is time for a visit from our friend Tom Kreidler, who's the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and all of their assets, their newsletter and their podcast and all the info that is there. It seems to me you used to go to CES. Am I remembering that correctly?
I did. Yes. Yes. I didn't go this year, but I think I'll go back next.
Because?
Only because we have more shows coming up. Just another couple of weeks, we've got, Doug, I used to go to these shows separately. There was the International Builders Show,
yep.
Kitchen and Bath Show, the Hardware Show. Now they're all together. So
yep.
That's coming up pretty soon.
I'm actually going to go, because of my involvement in this development, my partner and I think we'll go to Las Vegas to the Builders Show, which is, the last week of January, I think, isn't it?
That's right. Well, before. Good to see you there.
So there, exactly. We'll go you can buy me dinner. How about that for excitement?
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Nah. Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much for the excitement. There it is. So let's move into the usual Q&A. The questions from our listeners. Chris has a stone foundation with crawl space vents. His question is whether to leave the vents open or closed. I can answer that one, but you're the expert, so help
yourself. You know, we get that question a lot. I think folks are confused by that. And I don't know what your answer is, but here's mine.
Yes.
I always tell folks that they need to be open three seasons of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So spring, summer, and fall. In the winter, I'll close them. Now, the reason you want to make sure that they're open is because you're going to let some of the air the moist air is going to evaporate off of the soil in that crawl space. You want to let it vent and mix with some drier air. And it does that very well in the warmer seasons. But in the winter, I'm okay closing it.
All right. Money Pit Podcast. I know, it's a lot of consonants in your stuff. Money Pit.
Sorry.
Podcast. All right. So what's the highlight this week?
We're going to talk about the top five houseplants on TikTok. There was a survey that showed us all of the plants, all the houseplants that folks are posting pictures of. And we're going to learn about the top five.
Ah, very exciting. I can hardly wait for that.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we're also going to talk about new kitchen backsplashes. Because that's a popular thing right now. And we're going to talk also about termites. They're harder to spot in the winter. We're going to tell you how to find them and see if they're lurking about your house.
Where do you spray them? Is there a spray? Is it dusting? How do you get rid of
termites? Not with termites, no. So with termites, you treat the soil at the foundation perimeter. And the interesting thing about that is today, the types of pesticides that they put down are non-detectable, which means the termites don't know they're there. And that's a good thing because they pass through it and then they carry it back to their nest. And that's how we can be assured that we basically exterminate the whole nest because of that technology in termiticide.
Yeah. I always love it when the business about Raid kills ants dead. How else do you kill them? Right?
Ask them nicely to leave.
Yes, please. All right. I also get a weekly, this I suppose is something that you're doing in addition to the Home Improvement Newsletter. And I saw something that intrigued me here, redecorating on a budget. That seems to be one of the highlights. You have so many different things, but it's called Decorating on a Dime.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, the thing is,
cabinets and stuff.
Folks do tend to overdo it on the decorating side, and especially I know when they're getting into a new place, there's this urge to change everything about the old place. I mean, the new place to make it look like the old place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of my tips is simply to wait, to be patient, because I find this over and over again in the years that one of two things happens: either the desire to decorate gets stronger, and you do it. Or you decide, because you wait a little bit, hey, it's not so bad, and you save boatloads of money.
Yeah.
So we talk about tips like that. Also, ways that you can update your kitchens without spending a whole lot of money. You know, these places where folks are used to spending $20, $30, $40, $50.
Go to these places that specialize in, they have big signs out front, we specialize in kitchen and bath makeovers. Yeah, that's because that's where the most money is.
Right.
Right? Yeah. All the stuff that they can sell you.
Yes, you know, and the other thing is that those types of projects are somewhat predictable. You don't see folks saying, we specialize in carpentry, because there's a million different carpentry projects out there.
Exactly.
It's hard to be profitable in that.
Yeah.
At least at scale.
Yeah. Here's a quick question from Gabriella, who has an old and drafty house with windows that need to be replaced, or what else does she do to tighten it up? Got a few seconds.
Yeah, she's got double-hung windows and wants to know some ways to seal those up. So, first of all, make sure they're closing correctly, the windows haven't swelled or haven't sort of racked in the space. In other words, you have gaps at the bottom. But also, good thing to do is to use some weather stripping liquid. There's a type of weather stripping that's a caulk.
Oh.
You can actually caulk the window shut with the weather strip and then pull it off in the spring.
Excellent. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Check it out at moneypit.com. It's 59.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.